So now, putting the Big Cat's Eat Fish and the cage system together to be able to navigate the notes on the fretboard. Like I've said before, I'm not a big memorization guy. I don't make students memorize, and some teachers do, and they make a big deal out of it. So, this is tying in the cage system and the Big Cat's Eat Fish. Our example is in the key of E-flat, a key that guitarists don't normally play in. So I know that if you can navigate through this key, you can navigate through lots of different keys. We asked you to find the lowest E-flat on either the 5th or 6th string. And we came up with A string, 6th fret, right? And if you can't figure that out how to get there, then listen to the previous audio file called Big Cat's Eat Fish. So now we're here. We can either go to the right or to the left. So if we go to the left, we're going to play that note, finger 3. I mean, when we play a note, it's like, well, what position are you in? Well, that depends on which finger I play it in. If I put finger 4 there or finger 3, I'm in like the maybe 3rd or 4th position, right? If I put finger 1 there, I'm in 6th position. So there ain't no position until we start moving, right? Einstein said that. Nothing happens till something moves. One of my favorite quotes for Einstein. We can go to the left or to the right. So Tim, stick with me, bud. Play E flat. 1 fret down. Yep. If we're going to the left, where's another E flat? It would be on string 2, fret 4. String 2, fret 4. Okay, now I gave you the answer, which is not typical of me. Usually I'd have you guys figure it out. But how did I know that it was the C shape? Because there's only two possibilities for a note on the 5th string, which is the C shape or the A shape. If I go to the left, it's a C shape. If I go to the right, it's an A shape. Try it. Put finger 4 on the said root, and you're in the C shape, and make the C shape chord. Right. And so we got a C shape E flat chord right there. Right. Fret. And the position is like 3rd position. I go by whatever the lowest note, the lowest finger is, which would technically be 3rd position. Right. So you could say we're in a third. We're playing in 3rd position E flat. Nah, that doesn't. Yeah, I guess you would say that. 3rd position, E-flat chord, right? C-shape, E-flat chord, same thing. If you go to the right, now you put 1 where pinky was, and that can only be the A-shape. Because you just had C, it's got to be that A is next. So good job on that chord. And where are the two? I missed a step, actually. Can we go back to the C-shape? I missed a very important step, which is where are the two roots? I kind of said it in the beginning, but play them both right now. Play the 5th string, 6th fret, and the 2nd string, 4th fret. And those are our E flats. So the point of the story is, we're going to flesh this out as we go along. The main point of the story is, just by knowing where the notes are on the lowest two strings, you can find the entire rest of the fretboard just visually. So if someone asked me, you know, what note is that? I mean, I know what it is now because I've been doing this a few months. But you guys will see this, or you'll see this, which we didn't get to yet. For the purposes of the recording, I'm playing the C shape or the other root on the D shape. And you'll just, but actually, let me not even do the D shape right now. Just the lower two strings. If you know how to find those roots, and the reason we do that is because that's a real life thing in guitar. We play bar chords based on those two strings. We don't really play chords on the other shapes. So those are easy to learn, the two lower strings, right, where your roots are, because you use them a lot. And so you can just visually see that that's an E flat, and therefore this must be an E flat. For now, take my word for it. Okay. If we go to the A shape, you put finger 1 on string 5, fret 6, thank you. And you do an A-shaped bar chord. Where are the two roots there? What strings are they on?
The 5th and the 3rd.
That's right. And so, if you, out of the blue, had to name the that third string eighth fret, you probably couldn't have before 5 minutes ago, right? But if you could see that other note relating to it, the A shape, then you can name it. If your visualization skills are sharp enough on these lower strings, which I'm kind of assuming, but they will strengthen as your use of bar chords strengthens. Does that make sense? Let's move on.
So, but to see that, you know, if you gave me, you know, just some random note, how do you visualize where the other root is?
When we do all five shapes, I will. Let's. Good question. Let's come back to that. Let's do all five first. Okay. So we're at the A shape.
Sorry, jumping.
No, you're fine. I think that's a very good question. But your example only would have only worked if your note that you chose was on the third string. And then I saw very quickly that it probably wasn't going to be, so I was like, wait, I can't answer that yet. You know? So, all right, now we put finger one where the bar was of the previous shape, and now we got G shape. So bar with finger one, bar strings 4, 3, and 2. Good man, Taylor. He's a braver man than I. He plays the whole thing. I don't like that. But then again, he's on electric. We're on acoustics. All right, good. Yeah. Tim, just drop fingers 3 and 4 all the way to strings 5 and 6. Yes. So this would come all the way down to that. Yes.
A nice awkward shape.
And then where are the roots in that shape? And I'll give you a hint. One of them we ain't playing.
So I got 6, 4, and 1. Is that right?
That's almost right. He's got 6 and 1 right. Three. Can I hear them, you guys? So everyone play 6th string 11th fret, and then 3rd string 8th fret, and then 1st string 11th fret. You just pivot your hand like that. Yeah, you don't have to do them both. You just go. I don't like barring. I think that's a real pain. All right, good. And then we're gonna continue from there. Put one where 4 is on the 6th string. Now we're in E shape. Good man. Yeah, acoustics are rough here. And there's 3 roots in that position. The 6 and 1 still have to hold true because they didn't move anywhere just because you moved which finger you're doing them on. So it's still 6 and 1, but there's one other one. You know what I mean by that? These two are still there. Right? And there's one other one. Which string is it on? Good man, Tim. 4th string, right?
4th string, 13.
Alright, everybody there? And then last but not least, acoustics. This is going to be tough if you go up all the way up to fret 13. So I'm not going to do it. I'm going to tell you what. That fret 13 4th string is the same as fret 1 4th string. So I'm taking it down here. We'll leave that to the electric, to the young men on electric. And then this D shape is a pain in the butt too. So you're on the right track. Just stretch this finger. Yep. And then this goes at the top string. Yep. Yep. So that's awkward, and you have to have a whole fret in between here. It's not easy. And then just try and drop that pinky in there. Good man. Yeah, it's actually not bad. Not bad. And there's 2 roots there. What are they? What strings are they on?
4 and 2.
4 and 2.
Okay. If the root is on the 6th string, right? Let's go back to the 6th string, so 11th fret of the 6th string. If you go to the left, it's a G shape. Let me just hear those roots. So put finger 3 on it, and go to the left and play the other root. It actually should be on string 3, not 4. Can you hear a tail? Good. So, this guy. Yeah, this is where you're at, right here. You see it, Matthew?
Roll backwards.
Yeah,
roll backwards.
Yeah, if you're going to the left.
Backwards. So you can't bar that, so you got to...
Yeah, just, yeah, don't even play the chord. Yeah, just play the three notes. So, yeah, like that could work. Yeah, yeah. Let me hear all three. Okay. Okay, if you go to the right, then it's one and three. It extends out even further. If you put one where three was, you could look at that kind of all as one big E and D combined. So put one where three was, and you got another root up there. One more fret, Tim. Yep, only for the lower guy, not for this guy. Yep, yep. You got it, Matthew? Can you hear it? Let me see just the three roots, like. But in the D shape, the third one.
In the D.
Like the third root being in the D from the D shape. So you'd go watch. There you go. See how that spreads out? So we're going to the right. We got three roots. Okay. So I don't know if you see where I'm going with this, but what we just did is 3 out of 5 shapes. That, or we got this. Right. Oh, I'm sorry, wait. Okay, let me work on this for a second. We got three shapes here. We got E, D, and the beginning of C over here, right? Yes or no?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Right? Yes. We got E, then this is the beginning of D, and then this is the beginning of C. Right?
Okay.
We got 3 out of 5 shapes. If you'd go over here and play the fifth string root, if you go back to the left, that is, you'll intersect with what we had up here, right? You're intersecting with the C shape. If you go this direction,
so you have a note on there, right? Notes at the fifth fret, next open string. What does that was?
That means when you tune your guitar,
that's a tuning. Oh, okay.
Like D and D.
Yep.
Right. But if we go to the right on the fifth string, go to the right, play fifth string, sixth fret, and then go to the right. Then that's your A shape. Right. Which also connects to the G shape, if you will, if you can do it. So watch this, I'm getting your names mixed up, Taylor. Alright, so go to the, put finger one on the fifth string, down 2 frets. Yep. And then go to the next root, and if you dare, put one there and connect to the next G shape. No, down here. I mean, up here. Yeah. That. So in the same way we had this, now we have this. Verbalizing this as well as I could, but we're gonna do a different. So let me summarize. Let me try and summarize. If you go to the right off the sixth string, you got three shapes E, D, and C. If you go to the right off the fifth string, you got A, and G, and this overlaps with E. But the only thing where we didn't overlap was the C shape. You go to the left, you overlap. So everything overlaps. So if you go, take it down an octave, you could, that would be a useful exercise to go. That's what I should make you guys do.
That would be cool if we wrote it out on the fretboard where you could just look at it, then you can kind of. It would
good
be
idea.
Easier than doing it in tab, I think, anyway, for me.
Except the order has. It's too bad. I was just thinking, I'll write the tab for it. But you're right. It could be. All right, we'll do it in the key of A. And I'll see if I can write it on a fretboard.
So if you just put the dots on there, then.
But then that's what this is. This, or you already have this.
Right. Yep.
So what I want you to do, but let's see if we can do it without me writing anything extra. Start at the sixth string, play these three guys.
So what does it matter? This is the next question, which confuses me a lot. Is where does, it's got to matter where you start.
Yeah, for the
you
key. Yeah. So
if
I say key of A, and start on the sixth string, there's only one place
right.
you can do it. Well, two if you count up an octave, but skip that. Right. Right. So do it, key of A. And I want you to read these three roots going up to the right.
If we did that, then from there we can either go this way or this
way. But for now, I'm telling you, go to the right.
Go to the right.
And play three roots up. Good. Once everyone's done that, but not like this, Tim. Do it across.
Oh, you want to go? You don't want to do this one?
Not for now.
We just want to go.
Yeah. Good. All right, good. Good.
Nope, that's
good.
Not right.
So now, one more fret, Tim. Yep, good. Now put finger one where pinky is. Or pinky ended up, I should say.
Now we're starting back
10th
over.
Fret. Yep, now you are here, and you're gonna play bing, 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 bing. Like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, like this. I'm sorry. That. This first, then this. Yep, and then this. And then this. One more fret. Good man. And then, if you would, you just completed the circle because you could go back to that note and you're an octave higher than where you just started. Right? You're an octave higher than what you just started. Does this make sense to everyone so far? We're going to pick a
really,
different...
Really, but it's all right. It gets you thinking about, you know, because it was making... I kind of had the idea, but then...
So pick anyone on you, like you did F. Just to cross-reference with your chart. We're going to do the key of F now. So play all the orange... ones by position. So you're gonna go that to that.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was right.
No, that was down. Secure recording.
All right, thanks. I'm not sure if I'm gonna use any of this. Sometimes that happens. I record it. Or sometimes I don't use it, and then I'm like, oh, I could tidy that up. Something. If I listen to it on a different day, it suddenly becomes clear how I could immediately tidy it up. You know, or not. And then those three. All the way up to...
I need an operation to make my pinky longer.
Well, don't do it. Just put one where three is. Don't do it like that. I never would do that.
Okay.
Put one where three is. Yeah, and do that. But one more fret, Tim. Good. You're now here. Now, put one where that is. And now you're here. Go that to that. You know where we are, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Too far ahead.
All right. Down one fret, Tim. Good. So that to that, and then that to put one where that note is, and then you got that. Yep, and then put one where that note is, and you got this. One more fret. Good. And congratulations, because now if you connect to that. You just completed that octave cycle.
Where you started.
Yep. I'm not going to torture you guys and make you go backwards, but for homework, try and freaking go backwards. You know. In terms of recognizing notes, pick a number between 1 and 12, and you pick a number between 1 and 6.
4.
All right, awesome. So we got 4th fret, 4th string. Right? So you may or may not play it with any finger you like. If you played it with finger, well, regardless of what finger you played it with, if you could see that 2 frets back and 2 strings back, namely 6th string, 2nd fret, is an F sharp, right? How do we know that? Some of you guys who haven't been using bar chords at not very long or hardly at all won't know that right off the top of your head. But you could probably know, you probably know that that's G, and if you thought about it, you'd think, okay, that's F sharp.
Plus F is here. So
that note in and of itself, now you don't have to memorize those strings. If you can see that. Now, if you were thinking the other way, you know, the D shape I think is tougher, because, again, I memorize everything off the... But if you practice this bit, like we've been doing, now it's all one big kind of span, if you will. Does that make any sense? I think it's easier to go back to the E shape than it is to go here and then this. It's just far, you know. I mean, five strings.
Does that go back to the 3 frets, or does that not apply? This would be 3 frets up and 2 strings down.
Right? Oh yeah, good question. Because the box shape is such on the lower string, but the B string being tuned. When you tune your, this is called fretboard theory, this is good. When you tune your guitar, you're at 5th fret. Have you seen this? But then on the B string, you gotta go to fret 4, so it's tuned less than the others. So in order to make up for that in the octave, you gotta increase it to 3 frets. And that's exactly what happens here. So that, even though you're right, that's not necessarily gonna help you name the note unless you know what that note is. But you could see that note. You could do it either way. You could go there, but then that's 2 steps. I prefer this. It's shorter. So this is why I teach it like that's all one big kind of thing. I don't know. You could also see it as 5 frets apart. You know, this is too much information, but like you see, that's F sharp. Because this is F sharp, and this is 5 frets up from there. You know, but that's too much information.
Let's see.
I'm just showing off now. That's the most I can do, I think. When I was in college, I went to see this great guitarist in New York City called Ron Afif. And he was like kind of just wailing out. And then he came across that and he was like, oh yeah, I like that. And he kept, and that's kind of one of the only thing I really remember from the gig was his wailing out on unison, you know. And I went home and tried it. I'm like, what the fuck, you know. Now I can do it, no problem. And there wasn't even like a moment where I suddenly could do it. I just discovered I could do it. Anyway, let's do another example, all right? This isn't going to be instant, but I think it's better and solidifies your fretboard knowledge doing it this way, and you don't have to memorize. One more, how about you? Now you know the game. Pick a number between 1 and 144. Go ahead.
137.
Okay. All right. So, what month is your birthday?
3.
3? All right. So we got 3rd string, 12th fret. Or no, 11th fret. Excuse me, 11th fret. I just did 144 divided by 12.
Oh, okay.
Each set of 12 was a fret. You know. Anyway. I'm going to have to come up with more tricks now. who can name that note? Well, first of all, I mean, there's one way to do it. You know that's a G string. And if you went up a half step, that would be called what?
G.
G, yeah. So therefore, down a half step would be called?
F sharp.
Another F sharp, huh? Did everybody see that? But if you didn't know that, so we're on the G string.
Uh-huh.
And we're a half step shy of G. Because everything repeats at 12.
Oh, right. Okay.
So he got F sharp that way. But not knowing that, there's 2 ways to go. You could either go back 2 frets and 2 strings, You may not instantly recognize that that's F sharp, but after you do bar chords enough, you will.
It'll be the A shape.
Yep. Or you could go forwards. If you're here, you could go to the sixth string. Taylor, stay with us for a minute. We're at this note. And that's what we're looking to name. You could go back here.
That's what I was trying to do.
And just play like an F sharp bar chord right there. Right? And that's how you would get the name of it being F sharp.
But you have to go back. So you were playing this note.
Yeah, we're
this
right, thing, correct.
Right?
And then we went right, and then you play an A shape bar chord.
Okay.
And
that,
name it.
That's the
play an A shape bar chord where you are, and just name that chord.
So this is the root.
Yeah, correct.
I don't know what that is.
but you will.
You said F sharp. Yeah.
You will. I mean, that's other that's a whole nother training for you guys. You could also go to the sixth string. Sixth string, 14th fret, and name that as an F sharp. So.